it isn't necessarily true that if you have a limited space that you can't provide valuable habitat for wildlife. Even a small area can provide food and shelter for wildlife. For example, my mom has a townhouse garden. It's very small, and yet she's able to get a diversity of birds into her garden and butterflies and other insects because she has a variety of plants available. She has a diversity of perennials, she has evergreen shrubs, and she has a fruiting tree, and that allows her to get in a great variety of wildlife. In fact, she's even able to get the pileated woodpecker into her garden despite the fact that it's so small. And this is because her garden acts as a reflection of the natural area outside her garden. She lives near a ravine, and the pileated woodpeckers live in that ravine. They don't mind the fence. They see her garden as an extension of the ravine area where they live. So by having the trees and the shrubs in her garden, they see this as an extension of their habitat and come over into her garden, and she's able to enjoy these amazing creatures in her tiny backyard. In fact, even if you just have a balcony, you can still create habitat for wildlife. You can put out a potted evergreen shrub. You can have a diversity of perennial flowers providing seeds for birds or nectar and pollen for pollinators. And you can even put out a small dish of water. And just with those simple efforts, you can provide habitat for wildlife even on a small patio or balcony.